Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Marriage, the Godly Institution podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book Marriage, the Godly Institution. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter. I hope you will like it. In our previous episode, we looked at where to get a marriage partner from. Today, we shall look at unsuitable marriage partners. Brothers and sisters, it is better to wait long than marry wrong. As discussed in the earlier chapters, we have seen that one of God's reasons for a husband and a wife coming together in the covenant of marriage is to produce godly children. Godly children and families lead to godly generations. With godly generations, God's purpose for every individual will be accomplished without hindrances. Getting married to unsuitable marriage partners will result into ungodly children. The following are unsuitable marriage partners. Number one, divorcees. When one marries a divorced man or woman, that person commits adultery. That is why God dislikes divorce. A man or woman who goes through a divorce should remain unmarried because they are still bonded to their partners. According to God's law, marrying a divorced man or woman is prohibited. It is written in Mark 10:11-12. He answered, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." Number two, prostitutes. When a man and a woman come together in marriage, they are no longer two people but one flesh. When one marries a prostitute, he becomes one flesh with her. A prostitute is a man or woman who engages in sexual activity in exchange for money. A prostitute, therefore, has many sexual partners. For example, if the prostitute has had seven sexual partners, then decides to get married to the partner he or she gets joined to, the marriage partner is counted as the eighth partner. A prostitute who has had seven sexual partners has her life joined with seven lives. When one marries the prostitute, he becomes the eighth life. They become eight lives in one. Their lives are full of confusion. What about the children they give birth to? It's not something you would want to imagine. To have a blessed marriage, going for a prostitute is something to be avoided, regardless of how desperate one may be. It is written in 1 Corinthians 6:15-16. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scripture says, the two are united into one. Number three, polygamy. From the beginning, God planned that every woman should have his wife. Every man should have his wife. We have not seen anywhere in the Bible God talking about a man joining his wives. If he was to join wives, then they don't become one flesh. It shall mean that the man has many ribs that are outside God's will. The Bible does not talk of making helpmates for the man, but a suitable helpmate. The word of God says in Ephesians 5:31, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." Marrying many wives is outside the will of God and leads to many problems. We need to trust in God to bless us with godly marriage partners. Imagine going before the Lord and asking for a second or third marriage partner who is outside his will. He cannot act outside his will. What happens is that one will start getting extra partners as he feels like. He will then end up marrying from the wrong families, knowing that marriage is a covenant. What does having many wives imply? Total confusion, isn't it? For example, in the book of 1 Kings 11:3, it is written, "He had 700 wives and 700 concubines. And in fact, they did turn his heart away from the Lord." Let us avoid trouble and stick to God's plan for our lives. One husband and one wife. Number four, homosexuals. God knew it was not suitable for a man to live alone. He made him a suitable helpmate. Homosexuality is outside God's plan for marriage. The word of God says in Leviticus 18:22, do not practice homosexuality, having sex with another man as with a woman. It is detestable sin. As we trust in God for godly and suitable marriage partners, it is good to understand that marrying a divorced person, a prostitute, many wives, and homosexuals is not acceptable before the eyes of God. Leviticus 21:7 says, they must not marry women defiled by prostitution or divorced from their husbands, because priests are holy to their God. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, send me a message and please let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at whom to marry. God bless you.